episode 2712, Leaving the Self-Doubt at the Door.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Are you ready for something extraordinary to happen? Because today, it's Mindset Monday, and yes, we have got to have the right thoughts going through our head, or we won't be able to accomplish anything on that to-do list. So, leaving the self-doubt at the door, how do you do it? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Leaving the self-doubt at the door comes with having the right mindset. Today, either practice what you've learned or learn what you need to practice. Create your now. In all honesty, though, we know what we need to do. Come on, you know it. So why are we pretending here? But most of us find it easier to hang out with what we know is comfortable. Just like today, it's Monday. And were you one of the millions who already decided that it was going to be a crappy day? Oh, come on. Well, how's it been so far? Be honest. Maybe it hasn't lived up to your expectation of failure that you knew would happen, right? You're part of the millions. Monday's bad. I just know something's going to go wrong. So why not live with a positive influence over yourself and lead with the right mindset? Today, and practically every day, can be a great day even when life happens, because it does. You know, recently we had our vehicle stolen. That's something we've never experienced. And it's kind of weird, creepy. I mean, it's disturbing. It's just all these thoughts that go through your head. And really, on the money side of things, it was paid off. So now we're being placed in a position that, well, we hadn't planned for. But Lord willing, God is going to provide and we will figure it out. But you see, we still are living our everyday, not because of the crap that we went through and all of this stuff, because it's been a couple weeks now. It's been a process. But we don't wake up every day dredging it. We don't sit there and pretend like, oh, well, yeah, it's just going to be one of those days. Do we reflect on it? Of course we do. Do we do what we need to do to get through that lesson in life? Of course. But you see, it's your attitude and thoughts that create your now. So it's time to take charge and tell them who's boss. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Tell them who's boss, B-O-S-S. You can control your thoughts. You can control your attitude, believe it or not. We're just lazy. We don't want to. We want our habits just to happen. We want our attitude just to come out because we say, oh, it's our personality. No, it's not. You have control of how you respond and how you react. You also have control over how and what you think. But as you know, that takes work. So instead of focusing on how many bad thoughts you have in a day, because that's all the negative, right? Take control and tell them who's boss. B-O-S-S, boss. So I want to break it down just that way. Number one, bloom. Bloom where you are planted. Stop making excuses for what you can or will not do. Most of the time, we're in the will not do. We just kind of stick there and we're like, ah, it's just easier. I'll come up with another time. This will be another day or so. It's not a big deal. You get to choose the who, what, where, why, and when of your life. Now, I would hope you include God in that and that you're walking with Him. And if you're married, that you also include your spouse in that. So it is a team effort because everything together is much better. But we have to realize that we are given an opportunity. A day is a day. We never get this moment that you and I are having right now. We will never get this back. And so when I am here and I am just sitting here, I'm not just chatting because I feel like chatting. I want to speak into what I believe God is telling me, where I believe I can help other people make changes in their life, just little things. And then if they choose to come and work with me, come to be a part of the AIM Academy, then their lives can be more deeply changed and transformed. And that's a blessing to me, but more so to God. It's not what I'm doing, but you see, I'm just not sitting here taking for granted our time. I do put thought together. Do I make mistakes? 100%. Do I say something or end something funny or forget to edit something out? I'm sure I have, and you probably could write pages on that. But you know my heart. And I think we need to understand where we are in life. And you got to bloom where you're planted. That season of life that you're in. Yeah, that car, it's a vehicle. It's a thing. Guess what? It can be replaced, but my husband cannot. And so ultimately, I am very grateful that it turned out the way it did, because it could have been in a totally different situation. And yeah, so, well, we have to add a vehicle now to the budget. Not sure how that's going to work, but we're figuring it out. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, and that comes with blooming where you're planted. We didn't know the season was coming up. We never fathomed it, right? You never think that something bad is going to happen to you. You may not even think something good is going to happen to you. Both are unexpected. But both require you to bloom where you're planted. So those thoughts, your attitude, tell them who's boss. Bloom. Number two, optimize your opportunities. Don't take life for granted. Life happens. So look at what you have and work with it. Build relationships and pour into others. You may not know what's really going on in your life right now. Maybe it's just a little bit crazy. Summertime, you're like, is it time to send the kids back to school yet? Okay, I only have one going back to school. Technically, I still have two in school. Well, technically, I have three in school because I've got one in nursing school, one in PA school, and one in engineering. And then I have my high schooler. And then I have one that is completely out of school and is on his own. I have a lot. It's kind of crazy. I can't keep up with them. But you see, even though we might be looking forward to another point in time, we have to see the opportunity in front of us. So look at what you have and work with it. If the kids are driving you crazy, then figure a way for you either to change your thoughts that they're driving you crazy or do something that they won't drive you crazy. Maybe you're too cooped up. Maybe you need to try something new. Sometimes we get so stuck in a rut that we don't realize what we're doing. We can do that in our business. We can sit there and pretend that everything's working right when really maybe everything is going wrong. Maybe talk to someone who has more knowledge in that. Learn what you need to practice and then go out and practice it. That's when you optimize your opportunity. So tell them who's boss. Bloom. Optimize. Number three, S, shape your day. Plan and prepare your day so you can achieve as much as you desire in your day. That to-do list, okay, let's be honest. If it's like 13 to 14 feet long, you're not going to get it all done. I'm just saying. Now, if you're single with absolutely no little tag-alongs called children or a spouse or a dog or a cat, all of those are tag-alongs, okay? They slow you down. You love them, but they slow you down. When it's just you, it's like you get to do anything you want. So when you plan and prepare your day, you're working it around not just your life, but who's in your life, your immediate life within your four walls. And some days, man, it probably goes awesome. But if you have a 13 to 14 foot to-do list, it's not going to happen. Let's just be real. Now, if you have 13 to 14 items on your list, there's a difference. Maybe you can get through majority of it, but then maybe you can't. And it depends on how detailed your list is. If you're sitting there going, I have to shower, I have to brush my teeth. Okay, then you could get through all of that. But if you have those as projects, I have such a long to-do list. It's really more of a not to-do list as an everyday list. It's, well, can I get this done in this period of time? And sometimes I think I can, and other days I just throw my arms up in the air and say, you know what? do what I can do. Don't beat yourself up, right? I get to choose my attitude. I get to choose my actions. You get to choose your response too. Shape your day. Tell them who's boss. Bloom, optimize, shape. And finally, number four, soar with grace. Don't quack like a duck. Soar like an eagle. I love that. Stop complaining, right? You hear the duck. And that's all they do. Now, my grandson absolutely loves them. And we quack on every duck there is. And you'd think grandma is a duck. But you know what? If I could make an eagle sound, I would much rather do that for him. Because when he grows up, I want him to soar like an eagle. I want him to start believing and stop complaining. You don't just want to make noise in this world. You want to make a difference. And that comes with your words and your actions and your thoughts. Remember, you can fly above the storms or you can get drenched from down below. You get to choose. Soar with grace. You know, beautiful flowers come from hard rains. Life isn't going to be easy, but I promise you, you'll get there. It may not look exactly like you want it to. You may have to take a few hundred detours, but stay the course. God is with you. And if it's His detour, you definitely know you're going the right way. So tell Him who's boss. Bloom, optimize, shape, and soar. Now, I get how your days can become entangled with thoughts that strangle you. They do. That self-doubt, it eats you alive. But why are you sitting there letting your confidence be eaten up by something you can control? You don't have to listen to what others say. If you have people who are speaking bad things into your life, maybe you should be thinking about who you're hanging out with. I mean, come on, let's be real. Or maybe you should think about who you're sharing information with. There are some things I just don't tell people about because I don't want to hear all their stuff, what they think I should do, how I should, you know, change something or how they would do it. This is my dream. This is my project. This is my work. And so if you have people in your life that you love, but you're like, I don't think this might be the right time for them to know all the details, then don't share them. Have you signed any contract in your life that says you have to tell everybody all your details of life? Do you have to get on Instagram and say, this is what I'm doing and how bad it is? No. You get to choose what you share and who you share it with. Now, when your days do become entangled with thoughts that strangle you, don't let those get the best of who you are becoming. Because remember, you stopped complaining and you started to believe. You were made for more every day. Make a splash in every way. Turn on the abundance mindset. Get your words and your thoughts working for you, not against you. God's got you, but you also have to be on the team. Don't sit on the sidelines thinking that it's just going to come to you. You got to put in the work. I promise you, greatness is upon you. So I have one question for you. It's kind of my challenge question. And it's not an open-ended one, which I like to use majority of the time. If you listen here frequently, and thank you so much for doing so and sharing the podcast and subscribing. We have an incredible family here. We are truly blessed. And I am thrilled and honored to call you family because that's really what we do. We share life together. But this question is a yes, no. There's no maybe so. And I got to tell you, I've asked myself this question on a variety of projects. Okay. For me, I have a lot going on. There's just a lot going on. And so I don't look at my entire day. Now, if I looked at my entire day, it would be a positive. It'd be absolutely yes. But on some of the things, I'm like, ooh, that one, maybe it's a no. So I want you to answer this question. You can figure out if you want to do it as your overall everyday yes, no question, or if you want to be project specific. So here you go. Are you ready to be the boss? Seriously, think about that. Are you ready to show up like God wants you to? Are you ready to put in the work? Are you ready to allow your heart and your mind to connect? And then allow your body to feel it and your spirit to soar with it? Are you ready to be the boss? That's for you to answer. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.